We have St. Mary's Principal Cody Havronic with us this morning. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Pretty good. A little cold out there, but...
It feels a little warmer than yesterday.
Yeah, it is. I think we're up about 7 degrees from yesterday.
7 degrees, yeah. I had morning recess duty yesterday morning, and it was smidge on the chilly side, yeah.
Well, there you go. What's been going on at St. Mary's School?
Yeah, we had some activities going on last week. Thursday, St. Mary's traveled to Summerlin to play a little volleyball action. They were defeated in three sets there. In volleyball action yesterday, you kind of went over the NVC results. North Central defeated St. Mary's in that NVC tournament first round yesterday. In football action, St. Mary's traveled to Boyd County, got another win, kind of capped off their season. They've been having a pretty good season. It puts them in 8-0 with that 56-6 win, and we'll have a home football playoff game this Thursday that we're kind of excited about. Then we also had some girls' golf action last week. Kaylin Goffenbaugh, on Monday, she shot a 96. Tuesday, shot a 94 to shoot a total for 190 and placed 23rd in that girls' golf tournament.
So, yeah, and I think she shot some of her best golf of the year there at State.
Yeah, the 96 tied her season best record and then comes back day two and shoots two better than that for her best round of the year. So, yeah, you can't ask much more of that out of a freshman. So, yeah, did a great job, and it was kind of fun talking to her mom down there. Her mom said she played a practice round. I think she shot upper 90s on the practice round, I think 99 or something like that, and she was playing pretty well on Monday, and her mom said, yeah, she really likes the pressure of the tournament. She seems to play better under that pressure. So,
perfect.
You know, as a freshman, yeah, that's pretty exciting to hear. So hopefully expect some good things out of her in the future with that goal.
You bet.
A couple school things looking around. St. Mary's, we have been live streaming all of our varsity events this year. We're looking to tweak a couple things to make that stream a little bit better. We're looking for somebody, if they have an old iPhone 7 or maybe 8 laying around that they'd want to happen to donate to the school, we'd greatly appreciate it. Doesn't necessarily matter what network it ran on, because we'll be using Wi-Fi as far as for the streaming and whatnot. So if you have an old iPhone 7 or 8 or, you know, or something like that laying in a cabinet somewhere and you'd like to donate it to the school, we would be looking for one of those. You can contact myself or Father Sund if you have any questions on that. Also, did want to make an announcement. Due to the rising number of COVID cases in the area, and the rising numbers on the NCDHD risk dial, St. Mary's and St. Patrick's has decided to have their fall auction, their annual fall auction, entirely online. Details are going to be coming soon as far as what that's actually going to look like and how it's going to work. But we will continue to accept donations. But with the change of going online, there's a few things to keep in mind when you bring your donations to the parish center. Number one, every item is going to have to be entered into a website, and it's going to have to be listed on that website. So be sure that the items you're bringing kind of make sense for an online type of an auction. As always, items that may be better suited for other venues, they will be donated elsewhere. Kind of a second point, as much of our baked goods are often a hit for the day, that becomes a little bit trickier online. So what they're asking is please do not bring any baked goods to the office for auctioning. Instead, let's put together like a gift certificate for people to bid on for your goodies to be arranged with you individually. So
yeah, like if Mike Walker wanted to donate a dozen Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, if he wanted to donate a dozen Pop-Tarts.
For a dozen of Mike Walker's famous Pop-Tarts.
He could do that right there. That'd be perfect. You know, or if Scott wanted to make a dozen cinnamon rolls.
There you go.
You know, a dozen cinnamon rolls from Scott, or two dozen cookies of your choice from Ann, or et cetera. So then that gift certificate could be included in the contact information for them, and you could get in touch at a later date and arrange those cinnamon rolls. So Jennifer is kind of asking, the sooner you can drop off the donations, the better. They need to be brought to the parish office, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. And if you need someone to pick them up, we're glad to arrange that. If you have a large item, we can certainly get some pictures and information. And instead of hauling that to the parish office and having somebody haul that away, we can post the pictures online, and then they can come and pick it up from you after that auction. So she is kind of putting a date of 2 p.m. on Friday, October 30th.
Yeah.
For that.
A lot of work to do an online auction.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Pictures and photos, and make sure you got the captions right and everything matches up. So
she's trying to get all that going. We've got kind of a range where kids are kind of taking some of the pictures over there to kind of help out with her and whatnot. So.
But once it's up and on running, it'll be really nice for people to bid on. They can bid from the comfort of their home, or if they live somewhere out of town or whatever, they can,
They can bid really from anywhere there, as long as you have an internet connection. So. You know, obviously not ideal, and I think people enjoy the camaraderie of going to those auctions and whatnot, but, you know, with kind of the current state, I don't think it's probably smart to gather that many people in a room for an entire day.
Right.
So Did want to make note, too, even though the auction's virtual this year, there is still going to be raffle items in which there are tickets currently available. Would like to thank Crowder Home and Auto and Mike and Deb Kelly for donating a 36-inch Blackstone griddle and half a beef. Tickets for that raffle are $10 each or 6 for $50. Also like to thank Dennis and Step Copper Company, Handlebend, and Stepco for donating 4 one-of-a-kind Handlebend copper mugs and stir straws. Tickets for those are $10 each or 6 for $50. I'd also like to thank J&S Outdoor and Riser Insurance for donating a Ruger Hawkeye LR Hunter 22-inch bolt-action rifle in the 6.5 PRC cartridge. Tickets for those are $50 each, and there's only 100 of those tickets going to be sold. So if you'd like a raffle ticket, you can pick those up at the St. Patrick's Parish Center as well. If you do have any questions regarding the auction, please contact Jennifer at the Parish Center.
All right.
So
what's going on at St. Mary's this week?
Yeah, kind of a shorter week with parent-teacher conferences and whatnot. But today we have school picture retake starting at 9:30. So if you do want your school picture retaken, you would have talked to Judy or Brenda already. Just bring your picture packet from before and you'll get those picture retakes today. Tomorrow we've got the grade school mass at 8:10 in the morning. There's also the North Central District Health Department is doing drive-through flu shots all day from 8 to 4. We did send some information on that home last week. On Thursday, we do have no school for students. Parent-teacher conferences are going to run from 8 to 1 that day. Grade school conferences were scheduled, so you should have your time for your grade school conferences there. High school conferences are walk-in only. Those high school conferences are going to be in the individual teacher's classroom. So we do ask when you're in the building, we are requiring masks and make sure that we're practicing social distancing in there. Teachers will have the room set up, spread far apart and whatnot. So figured to be a little safer in the classrooms that way.
Right.
And then we've also got our first round football playoff game versus Sand Hills Valley starting at 4 o'clock on Thursday. Friday, fall break for students, no school, and Saturday, no activities scheduled. So should be a pretty good week, hopefully.
You bet. All right. And as always, if you have a student that has a fever or anything like that, keep them home.
Keep them home. Yeah, yes.
Just like we would normally do.
Yep. Just like we would normally do. Fever, shortness of breath, new cough, those types of things. So.
All right. Yep. Cody, have a great week, and we hope to see a big crowd up at the St. Mary's football game Thursday at 4 o'clock.
You too. Thanks, Scott. Yep. I think KBRX is announcing, aren't
you? Yes, we'll have it on 102.9. Yep. Perfect. So you can listen to it on the radio if you can't make it. And have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Scott.
Cody Havronik, principal of St. Mary's School.